In a very moving maimer, Tovshin Chof, the Rebbe talked about this metaphor of sleep that we learn in the Megillah. Both at Haman said the Jews were asleep, beruchnia, spiritually, which caused also in the heavens a state of sleep. And the miracle of Purim was that Hashem woke up from his sleep. Not the Shnas HaMelech. That despite the fact that Yidden were in a state of sleep, not that Hashem didn't allow the state of sleep to kick in his conduct with the world. And that's a miracle in terms of the Seder Ishtalshelus. The way Hashem organized, arranged the world, arranged creation, is that whatever we do, we cause a reciprocal response from above. So if we are in a state of sleep in time of Golos, we ate from Achashverosh's party, we were in Golos, spiritually in Golos, internally in Golos, then that should cause Lamailo also a state of sleep. But Hashem sort of takes a step back, seemingly a step back. But here Hashem says, no, despite the fact that you know in Golos, I'm going to be active and interrupt the sleep and set orders and set the record straight. And the Rebbe says that even that fact that Hashem went against the framework of creation, he decided to get involved and give us the miracle of Purim, despite the fact we were in Golos, we were Aniya Sheina Bigalusa, Yidna are sleeping Golos. It didn't come without anything on the part of the Jews. The Jews had Mesiras Nefesh, and it's that what triggered this Nodad Hashnas HaMelech Malka Shel Olam. It's the Mesiras Nefesh of the Yid. And the Rebbe explains, the Mesiras Nefesh the Yidin had didn't necessarily remove the state of sleep by Yidin. Yidin was still in a state of sleep, even after the miracle of Purim, we were still in Golos by the Achashverosh. That means in Golos is synonymous with sleep. That means our redemption wasn't perfect. But nevertheless, we had Mesiras Nefesh. So the Rebbe explains what this Mesiras Nefesh is. Mesiras Nefesh means when a Jew finds himself steeped in darkness within himself. Right? Choto, pogam, v'overes haderech. That's the Loshon Chassidus. Right? He sinned. He caused damage to the relationship. And he transgressed the path of Hashem. And the person wants to make a change, but it's very hard. The first thing the person has to do is override his logic and his emotions, seichel and midas, and go beyond it. Because seichel and midas will fail him. They're not in a state where they can help him. It's mesiras nefesh. It means you completely reduce yourself to nothing and say, I don't care about myself. It doesn't matter what I think or feel. I'm going to surrender entirely, totally to Hashem. And the Rebbe says that this is the meaning of the pasuk. Ani yeshena v'libi eira. I'm asleep. My emotions are asleep. My seichel is asleep. All my faculties and sensibilities are asleep. They're steeped in the wrong things. But libi, the essence of my heart, that means the pintel yid, is awake. And that allows me to transcend all the obstacles inside of myself. All the failings inside of myself. All the forces that fail and cannot come to my rescue. But that pintel yid can come to the rescue. It's always alive. It's always air. It's always awake. Never asleep. That's the Mesiras Nefesh. And the Rebbe says that this woke up in the heavens also. Ava Atzmis. Just like we woke up, that essential internal pintel yid that connects the yid with the Eibusha regardless of what state he's in. It awoke in the heavens also. The Eibusha's Ava Atzmis. That Hashem has a love, unconditional love. Regardless of what state we're in, he loves us. Even if Ach Esav Le Yaakov, Yaakov and Esav seem to be so equal, Yidden behave like Esav. And nevertheless, Va'oyev is Yaakov. There's a prevailing Ava that in spite of all the Ach Esav Le Yaakov, Hashem loves Davke Yaakov. And that is awakened by our Mesiras Nefesh. The Rebbe says beautifully, right after that Pasuk comes the Eibushik, right? The Eibushik says, Koil doidi doifik, the voice of my beloved, which is Hashem. Hashem's Ava, doidi is beloved, look, it indicates love. Hashem's Ava knocks on the door of our hearts. Pitchili, open up for me. And the Rebbe explains. The Medrash says, Pitchili kechuda shel machat. There's two girsas in the Medrash. One girsa says, Ki charora shel machat, the eye of a needle. Bechsidus always cites the other girsa, which says, Ki chuda, it's that sharp point on the other end of the needle, which pierces through the fabric. And the difference, Rebbe said, between the two girsas is that when you read charora shel machat, she says that you'd open up like the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle has a certain space, a certain dimension. You have to have at least enough space to run a thread through it. The whole purpose of the eye is the thread can go through it. So there's already some dimension, some ispashtas, some expansion there of space. It's a metaphor for the expansion of the soul in Seichel and Midas. There is some connection to the conscious self. But the Eibishter says, no, when you're in that state of Golus and everything is failing inside your system, your internal system, the Eibishter says, Pikechuda shel machat, that fine, sharp point at the very end of the needle narrows down, further down, down, narrower, 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 until it gets to a point of nothingness. The attempt of that part of the needle is to become ever narrower and finer and sharper until it's down to literally to a minimum of nothing. And that's the chuda shel machat. David says, I want you to, if you're in that state where you're steeped in the wrong things, you're in the wrong direction, you want to turn around, what you need to do is put aside your seichel, your midas, all your faculties, all your feelings, your intuitions, whatever you feel inside, your whole character has to be put aside. And you have to become like that eye of the needle, which is nothing. Bittel betachlis, mesiris nefesh. I'm the Eibishter. It's no longer about me, it's about him. That is the yesod, that's the foundation of a person's change. This is the awakening. When a Jew wakes up and realizes, I gotta reorient myself from one extreme to the other, to the polar opposite. And then, what does the pasuk say? The Eibishter knocks on the heart, and the Rebbe says, he cries out and says, Doifeki, Pischili, open up, I only ask for you this, not the eye of the needle, the sharp point of the needle, that amount of opening. And when you open that amount of opening, you create a needle that can pierce through any fabric, even the Mechitza Shel Barzel Sheben Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemaim. What causes us to fall into darkness and into evil is the fact that our actions erect a wall of steel, as the Gemara says, Mechitza Shel Barzel, between us, our neshamas, and Hashem. And we lose our sensitivity about Hashem. And we need to make a tiny hole first. And that needle, which we become into a needle, that becomes the instrument. We become the instrument by which we make a tiny hole. Hashem says, I will further the job for you. I will open up your heart. I will open up that wall, like the opening of the ulam in the Beis Hamikdash, which was very wide and very high. Very tall. And then he says, Achois pischili, who should open? Achois yira yosi yinanosi tamasi. And the Rebbe explains how, from the Alter Rebbe's Mamorim, that these are four levels of connection to Hashem that deal with the emotions and with the intellect. But a person who doesn't have that relationship with Hashem at this point, we say first, you just become a needle, become a nothing. Then Hashem said, I will open up your heart. Like the opening of an ulam, that means I will help you restore all those four levels. And those four levels will be discussed in another post.